Jonathan Company?
Yeah. Hi, Jonathan. It's Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. So, Sam's thing is he just paid this guy a bunch of money to build the website. I think the website did a really shitty job, personally. It doesn't relate at all to what Sam does, and it doesn't look like he's got any of the back-end stuff worked into it. And then he was supposed to be doing some marketing for him as well. So just know that that's a little stinger for him. But I've told him that you guys would be great, that you're going to get him in that blank spot, you know, on the page there on the right, and that I would just go ahead with you. So see what he says. If you want to go ahead and have a conversation with him so you're able to connect with him directly, that's fine. But I've kind of said that I would go ahead and hire you.
Okay.
As far as the Google guaranteed for him, the only drawback is $60 a lead on a job that he's only making a couple hundred bucks on is a little tough. So I don't think that's a priority for him.
Okay.
I think if you guys get him to rank and focus on that, that's what I would do. He wants to stick with Montoya Junk Removal, which is fine. The other guy switched Montoya Junk Removal to MJR, which part of that issue is that his brother is the other Montoya demolition there. So you might actually pick up two clients and maybe he can have his brother do Montoya demolition or because he's got the licensing and then do Montoya Junk Removal. So it would help his brother realize that under demolition that, you know, he's got the right licensing, I think, for that category. So you can kind of explain that to him. But his brother's not going to be upset if he shows up as Montoya Junk Removal, then you'll probably just wind up getting the client that way too. So there's the cup. So that's kind of the history behind what's going on there. But for Sam's a super good guy. So on the pricing thing of it, I told Sam, I think I said it in the email, what I would do is I would take a picture of the three trucks, small, medium, and large. This is what our price is for small, for medium, for large. This is what we do. Don't try and compete with God for Junk and do just the couch. It's not worth it, you know?
Yeah.
And also, it's okay to be more expensive and get less jobs than try and be the cheapest one. That's my personal philosophy. I also have explained to him that I bill him out at $1,150. He charges me $850 or $950. So I only make a couple hundred bucks when I'm packaging it with a job that I'm doing. What I explained to him is he's better off pricing the small truck at $1,150 and then offering discounts and coupons and things like that. He can't go below what his lowest rate is, right? So that was the conversation I had with him on pricing, if you just want to kind of help him on that too. I'm happy to step in and do whatever I can do to help either of you. So I consider him a good friend and happy to help. But hopefully he signs on with you because I know you guys will do it better. I don't trust this other guy already looking at him. I also don't love that he branded himself on Sam's website. It's confusing to me because it's too close.
This isn't a picture of Sam, right? This is just some random family on the website.
Yeah, it's just some random family.
Oh. God,
that has nothing to do with junk removal. Nothing.
Yeah. Because it's actually always nice to have pictures of the owners on websites. People just love that. It's like super authentic and, you know, it's nice to see the person that you're calling, but just having some like random family, it's like, okay. I don't know.
And that's your opening page. Like most people would see that show up on a responsive site on a phone and scroll past it. It's like, so anyway, he's frustrated that he spent like $2,000 at that guy too. So
it's
I know. And the guy, it took him forever. And so just know that there's a little bit of a sting there, but he asked me about it the other day, which is why it came up. And then why I kind of searched you guys back out. On the project interior design, I did tell him that you would be sending him an email. He did also hire a marketing company. He did also hire a website guy. I won't tell him this because he's my neighbor and my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't love his website. I think there's way too much information on it. I think there's way too many pictures on it. And I don't even think that the pictures really reflect the level of work that this guy does. I mean, he does, like, really, really, really high-level stuff. And I think some more of his story, kind of who he is and what he's done, and if you look at his LinkedIn page. So I don't know what he'll do, but you guys are reasonable enough that maybe you pick him up so that you kind of show up on again, so he shows up under some of those keywords to pick up work. He's kind of doing closet and kitchens. I told him what I would do personally is I would do one site that's closets, I would do one site that's kitchens, because I think it's very different marketing and very different targeting. So I didn't go too far into that with him, but that's just a random, that's just somebody that I shared your information, that I want you to share your info with.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I have a call back with him today at 2 o'clock. So
with Sam.
With Sam, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then for me, on info at Jonathan Company Home, if you want to go ahead and send me the paperwork for the Google Guaranteed, I'm happy to pay for that background check.
Okay.
And then maybe turn off Angie's leads and go with the Google Guaranteed. But I want to kind of revisit that with you and talk about which leads I really want. I mean, I would love personally to be more of a space planner and a home designer than a landscaper. There is no licensing requirement for space planner and home designer.
Okay, so here's the thing with Google Guaranteed, right? Google Guaranteed is only available for certain industries, and so basically they're what we call verticals. As far as space planning and home design, there's no industry for that with Google.
So Guaranteed. they only have architect or interior design.
No, they don't have any interior design on Google Guaranteed.
Really?
As far as interior design, they just have the landscaping that we had talked about previously. They do have lawn care. But with that, I mean, I guess as far as designs go, they have, but it wouldn't be interior or inside. It would just be like with landscaping, there's like hardscapes, driveway, landscape design, but nothing for interior design as far as Google Guaranteed goes. So, it doesn't mean that they won't eventually expand to that, but they're pretty specific for the industries that they have right now. I mean, it's like plumbing, HVAC, garage door, electrician, junk removal.
Okay.
So it's like basically like your pretty main contractors, right? Like
all
the
right,
main
so I,
contractors.
So on that one, I would stick with landscape design for what I'm going to sign up for. And that's not the Beverly Hills Gardener one, but that's info at Jonathan Company Home. So I'll try that because I'm spending money with Angie's List, and I decline almost every opportunity I get with Angie's List because they're really, really poor. I mean, I've gotten some good jobs from them, but they're really poor quality, the bulk of the leads. I mean, if I was to turn on all of my leads for all of the territory, I would be throwing thousands of dollars away. I only have my leads set up for 90210 because it's close. And then I get the opportunities where, once in a while I'll accept that I want one, but then they bill you right away, which I want to get away from.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the great thing with this too, is it's monthly, right? So, but it's also, with that too, you can choose any of those. So anything else that you don't choose on here, would be considered disqualified. So just to let you know, within landscaper, there's a lot of subcategories actually specifically for that, but there's artificial turf insulation, concrete masonry, driveway landscaping, garden decoration, garden and resloping, hardscapes, landscape design, landscape, insulation, outdoor water features, driveway and walkway paving, retaining walls, walkway landscaping, sod and seating, outdoor steps, stone masonry, and others. So any of those that you don't pick, you would, if somebody was calling about that, then you wouldn't be charged for it. It would be considered a disqualified lead. So the only thing that you would be charged for is when somebody is asking about a price for any one of the things that you do pick within your service area, or if they're setting an appointment with you. So everything else is considered disqualified. So basically what I just need from you, it's pretty quick process here, Jonathan. I just would need to run the payment for the $250. Then I'll email you and text you over the application. I do need to set you up for a client interview. The client interview is pretty simple. You know, they'll just basically go over the application with you and if you have any questions or anything like that. And then just get some very basics about the company. The questions I ask are kind of a little bit redundant, but I just need to ask them. And then other than that, it takes like 5 or 10 minutes. You have like 5, 10 minutes?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Yeah, because you know what, let's do it in the car. Let me give you need to do a payment now?
Yeah, well, so I have a card here on file for you. I'm not sure if it's the same one still.
Hold on.
No,
hold
actually,
on 1 second.
It looks like, oh, sure.
Hold on 1 second. I'm in the car, so I got to be good here. 1 second. How much are you going to run it for?
$250.
Hold on 1 second. 1 second. Driving and trying to pull a card out of the wallet.
Oh, you're fine. Take your time.
You ready for a number?
Yes. Go ahead.
5207-1100-7641-8315.
Mm-hmm. And then the expiration?
625.
Okay, and then the security code?
214.
Okay, perfect. So, and then I still have here for your security code on your account, just to remind you, it's the city you were born in. You chose it says Bulber City, but did you mean Culver City? Is that what you meant?
Culver City. Yeah, Culver City.
Oh, okay. I don't know who wrote Bulber City. I don't know. Maybe they just don't know cities in California. But, yeah, I'll change that to Culver City. So,
okay.
Now, I just need to get some basics and then set you up for your client interview here. 1 second.
Can you email me that list of categories, too? I think I just want to stick with landscape design, but you didn't mention drainage. Drainage might be another one that's decent quality leads because they tend to be big projects. But I think if I just focus on landscape design on that one is probably the best. And I got on a radius map, too, today. So I know I'm just going to want that to be 5 miles from where I'm at.
Okay, perfect. I'll definitely email that over to you right now. So, and then just for here, what are your hours of operation? Are they, actually you don't have any hours of operation on your Google Business profile. So
you
what would that
do
be?
You can do 7 to 3.
Okay, Monday through Friday.
You can go ahead and put that. I mean, I work 7 days a week, so.
Okay. And then you're going to want us to create that website, right?
Which website are you creating? Because that's going to be on info at Jonathan Company Home, right?
So the domain name that you have, is that what you mean?
Yeah. You guys, you know what? Yes, I'm sorry. So you talked about not loving my website. You want to redo the website?
Well, if you don't want us to, we don't have to. We can totally just use your website. But it was just included if you wanted a website. And no additional costs.
if you think it should be redone right now, that's on Duda.
Okay.
I wonder if I should, you know what? I wonder if we should do this for Jonathan Company then. Do it for the Jonathan Company instead of Jonathan Company Home.
Okay. Okay.
Then it won't tie to Jonathan Company Home.
Okay. So the only thing is, it's the Google Business Profile. So that's important that you have to have. For the Google Guaranteed. I see one for the Jonathan Company Home. You don't do any landscaping for that company?
I do. It's just me trying to rebrand the Jonathan Company. It's the same thing.
Okay.
So
it more specifically matters what's on your insurance and licensing. What's on that?
Jonathan City and the Jonathan Company.
Okay.
It's not listed as Jonathan Company. It's not listed as Jonathan Company Home on my licensing.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. So then, yeah, we can do that. That's totally fine. And then do it for just the Jonathan Company. We could actually probably change your Google Business Profile to be just Jonathan Company, if that's what you wanted to do.
I think that I'll leave Jonathan Company Home there. I've got the website. It's there. Why not just do a brand new website under the Jonathan Company so it looks like two different companies?
Okay. Okay, yeah, sure. We could do that. No problem.
I'm fine with that. And I have a Jonathan Company website, but it certainly is I like the way that I had done it, but it's not an updated site. So you can look at the site and we can redo it and then I can just kind of pause that site on Duda. I don't even think that site is on Duda. So that site could stand to be redone. But I like all the information that's on it, the way that it's on it. It's like there was a lot of thought that went into that.
Okay, okay. No problem. I'll put that in here. And then, again, I know you have licensing insurance. You're willing to go through a background check, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then just so you know, Jonathan, the background check is going to be from a third party. So it won't be coming from our company or from Google. It'll be coming from either Pinkerton or Evan and ID. And it'll be emailed to you within about a week. So just, you know, look out for that. And then also, okay, I got everything here. All right, so let's set up your client.
So I'm redoing the website that fee that you're charging me for the background search, is that, am I doing the $299 a month also for this?
No, so the $299 would be for the SEO, if you wanted do that as well. But no, this is just for the Google Guaranteed.
That's fine. I think it's enough to do that in the website is enough.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, really, with Google Guaranteed, you won't have to do anything else, so you'll be good with that. Okay, so now as far as the client interview goes, though, let me see what I have available real quick. So tomorrow, I know that you said you were kind of busy the rest of the week, but can you do like a 20 or 30-minute call sometime tomorrow?
I never know. I mean, I do spontaneous much better. Is that with somebody else?
Yeah, it'll be with the Google Guaranteed team.
What's the earliest in the morning they'll do?
8.
Let's do 8 tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. So it'll be from 8 to 9. The whole call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. But I'll tell them to do it as close to 8 as possible. If for some reason you miss the call or you're busy or anything like that, Jonathan, they'll just reschedule with you. So, mostly just try to get the application done if you can before your client interview. That'll just be super helpful in speeding along the process. If you're not able to, that's totally fine. They'll just, you know, walk you through all of that. I'm going to email you, text you the application, and then also email you the categories and subcategories for landscaping. And other than that, you're all good to go for your client interview tomorrow. So I'm excited to get you started with Google Guaranteed. Did you have any other questions at all?
Yeah, so nothing on that, and I definitely think that'll be really interesting to see compared to Angie's List, because Angie's List has just gotten really crappy. I got to remember to call and cancel Angie's List or put them on hold or whatever. Yeah, I think you can only do like a 2-week hold or something. So I'll see what I'm going to do with that. So that'll be really interesting to see what happens with the Google stuff. Did you see my comments and questions about BeverlyHillsGardener.com? So a little of this is I'm lost and don't know what I want to do. I really don't want to be a landscaper, but if I get some jobs and I get some decent jobs, it generates revenue for me. So it's fine. The other thing is I know gardening really, really well. If you look up, I Googled Gardener. I'm in West Hollywood and I Googled Gardener and nobody shows up on the right hand side. And there's, 50% of people that have gardeners in everywhere. I mean, LA everywhere are unhappy with their gardeners. So it's a big category to generate leads, generate business. Most people don't want to pay a gardener enough money. I would be happy to do high-end gardening and or not starting another gardening route, but I could very easily do garden consulting. So if you look at BeverlyHillsGardener.com, and I'm kind of curious, I don't want to do that as a Google guarantee because that's just people looking for a gardener, but I'm tempted to do your other SEO and do the, so that I show up as a gardener, so that I rank there, but really focus more on being a consultant that we go in that, like I would charge a minimum of $300 to $500 to come and walk the property. That basically we're there to do everything from helping you to teach your crew what to do and or supplement your crew and or do other work. So imagine somebody's unhappy with their garden, which means they're unhappy with their yard. I get paid to go and see it and consult. And then I say, look, you really need to do X, Y, and Z, and I take up a job. As long as it's high-end work or high-end clients that are not just because Beverly Hills is it's more the property size, kind of. And there's some big stuff here in Beverly Hills.
Okay. I mean, I imagine. Beverly Hills is definitely a lot going on. I'm sure you could get...
Do you have any stuff? Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, do you have any thoughts on that? Do you have any opinions? Do you have any... Like, I'm kind of indecisive as to whether or not I
want
to do
it. Well, as far as doing Google, just the Google Maps section, I mean, it sounds like, from what you just said, that there's not a lot of competition for it. So, that's always going to be helpful, especially in a big city. I would definitely say that, I mean, any type of marketing on Google for anything that's not, like, totally niche, climate activists or something, is going to be helpful for a business, right? When you have things that are super niche, that's not necessarily as helpful for just getting new work. I'm sure that there are people, well, I can actually tell you, for a gardener in Beverly Hills, let's see, how many searches have been done for that?
Oh, see, I forget that you can look that stuff up.
Yeah. Let's see. It looks like in the past 30 days for that keyword gardener, there were actually 1,124 searches done. So,
interesting.
And it looks like
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. Uh-huh. I mean, typically, let's say a plumber in that area probably would have about 1,800 searches. So, or like this time of year, HVAC would probably have like 2,400 searches, so it's not bad at all. There's about 3 pages of gardeners in the Beverly Hills area. So there aren't that many, but there are some, it looks like a few of them don't even have any reviews, which is kind of interesting. I don't know if these are actually what these are. But it looks like the companies that are, you know, there that are a little bit more legitimate are like BSH Landscape and Hardscape, which is actually still a landscaping company. So, I mean, you could probably actually get just this company, you know, if you wanted to do SEO for this company, and you could just list it for gardening unless you really wanted to make a whole another business just around that.
It's kind of like a whole another business around that. It's more of the consulting and then, you know, it's kind of with the goal of really searching out the bigger jobs, not just, because most people that just want a new gardener, they call, they want a new gardener, and it's, and, you know, they want somebody to come and give them a bid for a new gardener. I don't want to do that as a route. I want to focus more on the consulting. So I could certainly design, you know, work with somebody to design a website around that. The Beverly Hills Gardener kind of touches on what I would do, you know, that we either provide you or we work with who you already have to better your garden. I think it would be something that would be really popular with people. Because people either want to fire their gardener or they're unhappy with their gardener and they want to get their gardener to do more work. The question is, you know, not everybody's going to want to pay the price, but again, same philosophy. I'm happy to do less work and make more money than try and get every job. I'm not looking to do that. And I don't want to go very far. Like, I don't want to go past the 405. So I looked at Radius Map. To me, if I was within 5 miles and I picked up 5 to 10 estates where I was a consultant, and maybe supervising crews, they'd be really happy. It's not like I'm looking for high volume with it, unless it's something I decide then further to build out. So when you say doing the SEO for that, does that include the Google the listing, the business listing?
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm.
So that's the $299, waive the $99 fee. So that's the $299 a month for at least 3 months.
Well, yeah, so if you did the $299, it would stay that as long as you're with us. It wouldn't ever go up on you.
Okay. And that's going to be, so that's going to, I'm going to show up on the map, and then I'm also going to, God bless you, and then I'm also going to show up as a Google business listing. So when you enter in Gardner, what comes up when you enter in, where are you located?
Well, I'm in Orange County, but I can search it for, you know, Hollywood or Beverly Hills or wherever it may be.
When I'm in West Hollywood, there's clearly nobody, aggressively marketing, it seems like, Beverly Hills for gardening. And then I looked up trying to get gardener.com, and that's for sale. So somebody's bought up all the gardener.com domains. Even gardeners.com. I at least have Beverly Hills Gardener. I looked up Los Angeles Gardener. That's taken. But Beverly Hills is at least targeted enough that, and there's enough decent sized estates here that could actually turn out to be profitable for me.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm a little indecisive as to what I want to do. I don't want to grow up basically.
but you seem like you're on your way of growing up all the time.
maybe not. I don't know, because I keep falling backwards. To do that, what's involved? It's $299 a month, and then we basically build a website. I give you a little bit more information about kind of what the keywords are, and kind of the target. The website needs to be better than the one page that I have. I know I would need to spend a little bit of time of like what services are offered or whatever, or, maybe design it through keywords or things like that. I don't know what to do.
Well, so with the $299, it would be for, the first page of the map section for 15 keyword phrases. And, you know, the keywords are always interchangeable. So, if you want to add keywords or change keywords or whatever it may be, you're always able to do that with the map section. And then we do get you the most popular directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB. We get you on sponsored Facebook ads. on Bing's first page, and then on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa. So, you know, I mean, it'll cover all your bases for that $299.
Okay, and I just have to think, like, do I want to start dealing with those calls and those leads? Do you think that there's a way for me to design the website so that I scare away the cheap people?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I just actually had somebody recently that I signed up, and they did, like, it was, like, custom, like, decks in L.A., actually.
Yeah.
And their website, I mean, if you looked at their website, you would be like, oh, okay, yeah, this person is not doing just regular run-of-the-mill decks, you know? So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's a way to do it with gardening. It would probably just be providing pictures that, you know, are of high-end homes, you know?
And just saying specializing in estate management or management of estate gardening crews, this is what we specialize in. Blah, blah, blah. I think it can all be on the website, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What's today, Thursday?
Uh-huh.
Let me think about that one and see, and then if I'm going to pull the trigger, I'll pull the trigger tomorrow on it. I just have to decide. It's not a focus of what I want to do. It's really only to generate revenue temporarily until I have some other things. Like I told you, I have the app that I want to do. I have a dog product that I have a prototype that I might want to do. I have another prototype for a construction project that I want to do that I'm working on right now. So those are kind of more the direction I would want to go in. But the garden consulting is something that I could go out an hour a day, you know, and like I said, pick up work and pick up a little bit of money on the side. Because it's a no-brainer for me.
Right.
So, give me till tomorrow to think that one through.
Okay, no problem.
Are you able to tell how many people? Are you able to tell how many people use the Google guaranteed looking for gardeners?
Well, so there's no specific vertical for gardening specifically. So they do lawn care. Yes, they do have that. And then within the lawn care, I can tell you, one second. So the lawn care, the subcategories for that would be, one second. It would be, lawn mowing and maintenance, irrigation system and repair, lawn pest control, mulching, seeding, sod insulation, weed control, and yard cleanup, which doesn't really sound like necessarily what you're wanting to do, is it?
No. And okay. I don't necessarily want to pay for leads for a lawn care service. I mean, I could build a new route, but it's not, I don't want to start with that. Like I say, so I know that if I offered service, I had a truck and a couple guys, and I went out and bid jobs for $300-$400 a month, that I could build a route of 50 houses, but number one, you don't make any money, and it's a bunch of headaches. This would be more a goal of kind of going out to people that have a gardener there now or that have estates. Like we had one property that we did that one of my old guys still did that was, we had a gardener in there 5 days a week. It was $7,000 a month. So if I walk onto a property and they've got a shitty gardener and they say they're spending X amount of dollars a month, I'll start a route. I mean, I'll start a crew, or I'll train their crew that they have now how to do it right. You know what I mean? So I'll give them that option. Mm-hmm. It's just a kind of a creative way to get in the door. And I know that there's a lot of people that are really unhappy with that. So, let's follow up on that. So what's involved in my time in that? If I say go, you're going to, how much time do I have to spend on working on building coming up with the website stuff and all of that? How much time do you need from me?
Time from you, I mean, with that, you would have to do a separate client interview. And then it does take about 7 to 14 days to make the website. It basically, to get maximum results, it'll be about 30 to 45 days, but we can get the Facebook ads up and running within about, 7 to 14 days.
Okay. And there's no extra cost in past the $2.99, right? I'm not paying to buy ads.
No, it would be that flat monthly rate. That'll never change on you as long as you're with us.
Okay. Hold on one second. I'm looking. What was I just going to look up? I just forgot. I'm sitting in the car. I was just going to look something up. Damn it.
You know, and Jonathan, you know, just because you just did Google Guaranteed with us, I can actually sign you up for that for just $249. I mean, I'll help you out with that. And
okay.
I can do you a solid on that one. So.
Okay.
It would just be that as long as you're with us.
Hold on one second here. I finally figured out what I was going to look up. You might laugh at me. Bear with me a minute.
No, you're fine.
August 23rd, it's the 10th. You said 7 to 14 days?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What happens 7 to 14 days? It takes 7 to 14 days to launch it?
Basically, just the whole timeline. You would have the client interview. From 5 to 7 days, you'd get your reporting dashboard as well as your directory submissions. From 10 to 12 days, we'll get you the Google Business Profile as well as getting you on mobile devices. From 7 to 14 days, we'd get the Facebook ads running as well as getting the website done. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything would begin to appear there on that first page.
Will I be able to, with Google, use the same 818-996 number? Or will they start to get cuckoo about that?
That I wouldn't know specifically. Let me ask real quick, though. Hold on.
Okay.
So while I'm waiting on somebody, nobody has asked me that. I assume it wouldn't be a problem, but I just want to make sure, you know, 100% that it wouldn't be. But did you have any other questions while I wait for them to respond?
Yeah, it's a matter of saying yes to you. So I'm going to share something with you. It's a little bit crazy. I have become very superstitious about Mercury retrograde. I don't know if you know anything about it.
I've heard it.
Yeah, I was kind of turned onto it years and years and years ago when I was going to buy a crazy property, and I just followed it. So I launched nothing new and don't sign any agreements during Mercury retrograde. If I do, I just have to kind of like be double aware and double clear, but I tend to not look for anything. Mercury retrograde starts again August 23rd through September 14th. Okay. So as long as we can make sure that it's launched before that 23rd, within that 7 to 10 days, I'm good. And I would say, let's not wait a day, because I'm around tomorrow and I might be able to sit at my desk and just knock this out. I have BeverlyHillsGardener.com. If nothing else, I can build it. And since the term Gardener.com is so, seems to be so valuable, if nothing else, I'm going to build a site that I could maybe always sell in the future.
Okay. Well,
right?
You know, so with that too, if I call you, well, so tomorrow morning you're going to have your client interview for the Google Guaranteed. I'll ask them to let me know when you're done with that, and I can call you right after that. If I can, if you do end up wanting to do it tomorrow morning for that company, then I can get you another client interview for later in the day, so you could just get it all done tomorrow.
Okay, so that's setting another client interview?
Yes, it would. Since it's a separate company, it would have to be another client interview.
Okay, and there's nothing earlier?
Not unless you wanted to pay for it now. Then I could set it for, you know, tomorrow morning.
Six or seven
I could call you
morning?
Later today, you know, if you want me to call you later today, if you wanted to think about it until we leave here at 4, so.
But you don't do the client interview that you would say, what I'm just thinking of doing is saying, go ahead with it, charge me to get started, and then the question is the client interview. So I'm going in to just grab a bite real quick right now, and I could probably turn my creative hat on and knock this out today and then leave the other one for tomorrow. I just kind of think that this is a good idea. It might, it's something that I've just been thinking about, and it's just a kind of an interesting, it's worth me wasting a little bit of money. It's worth me wasting $1,000 to see what happens, basically, is the way I'm looking at it, because the $1,000 is committing to you guys for 3 months, right? So, less than that, but that's the way I look at it. So it's worth me risking that to see what happens. And I know that, I know that a lot of, like you just said, how many people were looking up Gardner?
It was about 1,100.
1,800? Yeah, so that's a good number. And that's targeted in a zip code?
That was for just Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and do this.
Okay. I can probably get your client interview, because I know I don't personally do the client interviews, but I could probably get the client interview set up for later today. Do you want to do that?
What time?
Let me check real quick. Hold on 1 second.
Problem is I tend to fall asleep in the afternoon.
Hold on 1 second here. Okay. Let's see. All right. So it's, let's see, I could do, I could probably do it. Hold on. Okay. From 2 to 3, I could probably do it then. No, let me see. Hold on. Let me ask 1 second.
You could leave at 4?
Yeah, but the latest that they do client interviews is usually 3.
That makes sense.
Let's see if I can add, because it's already full for that time, but I can add them if I could add one to,
two to three, 3 to 4, or tomorrow at 9.
Well, this would be for today.
I know.
Tomorrow at 9. Yeah, I could do it tomorrow at 9. So it would just be, you'd have a client interview from 8. To 10, basically. I mean,
let's do it tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow at 9. So that if I'm an old fart, so I might go up and eat and then want to fall asleep and nap. 2 to 3 is just my brain's dead. I'll see if I can. I mean, I'll definitely be at my desk in the morning, like at 6, putting together some pictures and things like that for the gardening thing. So it'll give me some time to think about it. So let's do tomorrow at 9.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then for that, obviously, if there's any like licensing or insurance required, I doubt it for gardening, but you'd be open to getting that, right?
It's the same. It's going to fall under the same licensing.
Oh, okay. Okay, then never mind. You already have it. Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
I take it back. There is no licensing for gardener. There is no licensing for a consultant. But but if I'm offering gardening services, the liability insurance, my liability insurance is with Next under Jonathan City. So it'll be fine. But that one, we're not doing the Google, we're not doing Google guaranteed. We're doing a new website and the Google listing.
Correct.
Right?
Since you were last with us, Google has kind of, they've sort of amped up the ante with their Google business profiles. So it's not pretty typical for like smaller industries like that they require anything at all. And it's not required for all industries, but in some cases they are now requiring licensing and insurance because they're just wanting the businesses that they have on their Google business profiles to be more legitimate.
When I looked up gardeners, I was mad because the top four or five companies that are listed are advertising as landscape contractors and tree trimmers, and none of them have the required license by law. I mean, ridiculous, dangerous to be. Oh yeah, like I could literally get rid of 50% of the unlicensed contractors in the state of California if I just sat at a computer, because by law, number one, they're supposed to have their license listed, which they don't. And I know landscape guys and gardening guys that do tree work that have no license to do tree work. And guys that are advertising to do landscape design and installation that have no license. It's a bone of contention with me. It's a big problem. Mm-hmm. It's a big problem. So it's amazing because technically, if Google is charging advertising dollars for it, years ago, my association, when I was president of the association, fought the Yellow Pages, because the Yellow Pages was advertising people under landscape contractor when they had no license. And if I'm not mistaken, it's actually a state law that the advertiser cannot charge for advertising if they do not ask for the license number. The advertiser has to confirm, which might be why Google is doing it. Interesting angle.
Oh, that is, yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, most things these days are just changing, so. But I am sending you over the application, for some reason it's not letting me text it to you. I don't know why. I'm just sending it to your email, so I just want you to know it's coming there. So.
Email's better anyways.
Okay. All right, perfect. I don't know why it's some of the, my text messages that I send to you come through and some of them don't. You must have some type of like automatic blocking system on your text messaging. If it has like certain types of symbols or something in it.
I don't know. I need an assistant. I need an assistant again to help me with all this stuff.
It went through. So, it's there. The application is there. And then you are good to go for the, client interviews. For tomorrow,
right,
for both this company and the gardening. Just one last question. What is the gardening company you're wanting to call it? It's the Beverly.
It's Beverly Hills Garden. The website's going to be called Beverly Hills Gardener, but it's basically just going to be part of the Jonathan company. It's me.
Okay.
Perfect. But I have BeverlyHillsGardener.com.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. Wonderful. All right, well, I got that there. All right, Jonathan, well, I can't wait to get this all started for you. Did you have any other questions or anything at all?
I don't think there's any other questions. Your business, you think that your business is more focused kind of on, like, service industry people, right? You don't have any other marketing that you do. Are you familiar with my company called Fence Fabric?
You told me it. You mentioned it about... not much.
Look up fencefabric.com, F-E-N-C-E, fabric.com.
Okay.
So, that's a business I've had for many years. I invented that. The company that knocked me off is called fencescreen.com. they spend a lot of money on advertising.
Fence screen.
Are you, if I wanted, yeah, fence screen. I'm fence fabric, they're fence screen. Singular. Because I bought fencescreens.com to kind of steal some of their thunder.
Okay. And what about it, the company?
So if I said to you that I wanted you to promote fencefabric.com and do marketing for me for fencefabric.com nationally, what would you do? Would you do anything? Like, how would you even begin to market that? And is that a category that you guys would get into, or is it not in your wheelhouse?
So as far as marketing nationally, when it comes to Google, it's pretty specific about areas. So the only way that you can really jump across places is if you have locations in those places. So, I mean, as long as you have addresses, then you can do it. But there's really no way to do it just from one location.
How would you advertise Fence Fabric if I gave you that as another client? How would you promote that? Basically, the people that are buying that product are general contractors, developers, schools. Schools is a really good target. Let's just take schools. If I said to you I wanted to reach out to schools and offer Fence Fabric as a product, how would you take that on as a client and charge for that?
Well, for that... Okay, actually, so I was just talking to my boss about it. So I guess actually there is a way that we can market nationally. It would just be what's called an enterprise account. So we do actually work with Extra Space Storage. I'm sure you know them, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we do their marketing. So it would probably be just like them if you wanted to do something nationally. It's just an account that I don't have any personal experience with. So I would have to find out more details on that because I don't want to give you any wrong information. Essentially be doing for Extra Space Storage. And we do work with Vivint as well. I don't know if you know them. They're mostly based out of Utah. But
I know the name Vivint.
Okay.
I forget what they do, though. I know the name.
It would just be somehow what he said, an enterprise account. So it would market it all over the country.
And what is that? What is that fee for an enterprise account?
Let me check real quick. It's probably just good to know this anyways, so I appreciate you asking me. So he said that we would have to set up a meeting basically to kind of go over the fee, essentially. So it would be like a client joint meeting with basically, I believe, maybe our CEO to go over something like that.
Okay. So that is something that you do. You guys have an ability to handle the marketing, SEO, and all of that to have that rank better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is without spending ad dollars.
I guess it would be more of whatever you would want, right? That I assume. Yeah. So there's different options if you wanted to do ad dollars, we could, but if you wanted to do basically just the locals. We could do that too, or LSA even. But with fencing, we do have, there is fencing in that category, but it's, this type of fencing is not, you're not really like installing fencing, right? It's just more selling.
No, this is me actually selling, this is me selling to fencing contractors or to schools or developers. This is not fencing or fencing install at all.
Okay, then yes. So it would be either the Google Ads or getting local listings. It just depends on my boss was just saying it just depends on your budget and the industry.
Okay, probably something I'm going to hold off on because that sounds expensive, and I don't want to. This other guy's spending a ton of money, and I don't want to compete against a crook or dishonest people. He'll just keep throwing money at it. So. Any information you can send me, so I just have in an email on that, I'll put it in a folder at least on the enterprise program. Go ahead and email me.
Okay. Absolutely. I'm sorry I don't have more information right off the bat.
You handled it fine. You're good.
So, whatever, I will absolutely get more of that and send it over to you right now. And then, other than that though, Jonathan, did you have any questions at all?
Nope, we're good.
Okay, perfect. All right. Wonderful. So,
I want to make sure when you talk to Sam that Sam's going to be doing an onboarding. I might want to do that onboarding with him. I don't want to leave him hanging. I might even do that for him.
Okay.
You know, he's not going to know. The creatives are not going to come from his brain.
Okay.
So,
no problem. That's totally fine. I can text you or call you and let you know what time his onboarding is going to be if he wants to do one. You want me to do that?
Okay. Yeah, see what happens with him today.
Okay.
I hope he goes with you because I know you guys will do a good job for him.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I know we'll take care of both of you. So,
okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Definitely. All right, Jonathan. Well, we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.